Nixie, Trixie, and the Soldier, or The Decline and Fall of Merry Old England. Chapter 5. Tea Drop.
Then Tea Drop came. What's more, she came in an outsized teapot, so big it made the old blue one turn green with envy. A scribbled note lay inside.
I've found a real man at last. Off to Paris tomorrow. Look after Teadrop. She has her little ways, but is no trouble really, as long as you give in to her. Love, Millie.
Millie is Teadrop's mother, when she remembers to be. Teadrop's dreadfully small and pert, and has no manners at all.
What's the matter with you lot?
She asks, looking at Mycology out of her green eyes under a forest of ginger hair.
Why are you all so old? I'm not old, I'm almost new.
Mixie's only just in time to stop her from swallowing the whole lot of Trixie's pills, which she takes for Smarties. If there's one thing Teadrop can't stand, it's silence.
And what's up with the telly?
She shouts, frantically pressing knobs and screwing the sound up.
Why is it all black and white?
As for Mr. Muddle, she teases him by saying over and over again,
Muddle's made a paddle! Muddle's made a paddle!
And shouts bow wow at him, which makes him cry. She seems never to have eaten a cooked meal in her life, only milkshakes and banana splits. The soldier buys her a toy, but she just throws it out of the window. Only her yo-yo amuses her. Her growing medicine comes in a brown bottle with
To be kept well out of reach of Mr. Trixie,
written on it in big letters. But though she takes it more or less regularly after a lot of fuss and pulling wry faces, she never grows an inch. Or if she does, next day she's just the same size again.
Oh, ye gods and little fishes!
Groans Trixie, seeing it starting all over again, goes up to the attic and locks himself in with his much-thumbed copy of Mein Kampf. Mycology's fled to the potting shed. The owl to his tree.
Mark my words,
mutters Mrs. Honeysuckle, knitting agitatedly.
That child'll come to no good.
What are you here for, you old witch?
Chirps Teadrop to her face.
Don't like you.
Shush, dear,
hushes Mixie. Mrs. H. lives on herb teas and cauliflower. She has a great hatred of calories. But she's the only one who pays for her keep. If not her board, she does her own cooking, at least for her lodging. At long last, after an enormous day that's worn everybody to a shred, Teadrop falls asleep on the kitchen floor.
Poor little mite,
says Mixie, picking up her grandchild and carrying her upstairs to her own bedroom.
She's never known what bedtime is.
Meanwhile, out in the garden, something else is going on. What? Don't ask us. How should we know? But for several nights now, the owl's been watching it from his branch, a little white figure flitting among the bushes and behind the tree.
It's the Russians,
declares Trixie, trembling.
come to get me.
Nonsense, dear,
says Mixie.
It's just that I've forgotten to bring in the washing.
But it isn't the washing, and it isn't the Russians, and it's certainly up to no good. Who or what can it be lurking about out there in the garden? And why? Well, don't ask us. How should we know? How can anyone know anything for sure in these terrible times? Apart from the Terry, which knows everything but has a maddening way of splitting itself and everything else in two, just at the most exciting moments. Their only way of keeping up with what's going on is the greasy pages of the Humpworth Evening Watchdog, which they bring home with their fish and chips on Fridays. Fridays Mixie's day off. Things like,
world's richest man inherits $100,000,000,000.
Or, giant crab found on Mudbury Beach. Or again,
baby rescued from dustbin.
That's very noble of you, Mycology, I'm sure,
jokes Trixie in a strained voice to show he isn't really scared of whatever it is out there in the garden.
Where have you put him? Out in the potting shed.
Mycology grunts something in Scottish, goes off to bed.